here's a story from The World.
It's time for The Big Fix, our weekly look at climate change solutions. Today, using technology to help communities adapt.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Canada's far north is one of the places changing most rapidly as our planet warms. That's having real impacts on how people live their day-to-day lives. The World's Anna Kusmer takes us to Nunavut to learn about a new app helping communities there.
If you go out on the sea ice in Nunavut, Canada's most northern territory, priority number one is not falling through. Making sure the ice you're traveling on is thick enough to support a snowmobile.
So let's say I'm going out on the sea ice, like going seal hunting.
Mick Apakook lives in St. Kilouac, one of Nunavut's hundreds of small islands that stretch deep into the Arctic.
I would assess the ice condition. I would get off my snowmobile and take my harpoon, walk a few meters where I think it's dangerous, and start punching through with the harpoon.
Driving a harpoon into sea ice is a traditional way to test its thickness. As an Inuk man, Apakook's been doing this his whole life, but now there's another step. If the ice is too thin, he grabs his phone and opens an app called Siku, which means sea ice in the language Inuktitut.
Take a photo and describe the ice conditions that you see. Once you get home, you can upload and tell other fellow hunters, this is the area to avoid.
A hunter going out the next day would open their app to a map of the north and its complex lines of jagged coast to see the thin ice warning that Apakook posted. The app launched last winter and has funding from private foundations, the federal government, and regional indigenous governments. Apakook says it was partly inspired by a recently deceased elder who wanted to merge old ways with new tech.
He said that it's time for the harpoon and the computer to work together. You meet two worlds. You meet the traditional way and the modern way in order to tell stories.
Apakook says he often goes out with elders to upload their observations on the app. One elder who makes frequent appearances is 73-year-old Jimmy Ekaluk, a sea ice expert. In a Siku post from February, he stands on a flat expanse as light snow whips around him. Speaking Inuktitut, Ekaluk points and says this year, the sea ice is different. Abnormally warm weather prevented the ice from getting thick enough. It may look safe, he says, but it's not. It's not just ice. Climate change is also affecting animal species important to the Inuit diet, like Arctic char and caribou. In the Siku app, people can post where they hunted snow geese, picked ripe berries, saw moose tracks, or caught fish. The app can be used by people to do real-time monitoring. But its founders hope it can also provide a long-term benefit, storing observations to help communities understand how things are changing in a region where that change is more rapid than almost anywhere else.
If you know about climate change in the Arctic, you know that the Arctic is warmer faster than the rest of the planet. Some science puts it at 2 times more than anywhere else.
Dennis Etienne Dumdella operates another community-based app used to track wildlife in Nunavut. He says over time, the data gathered on Siku and his app can help communities make long-term decisions about where to hunt and where to have protected areas.
The Arctic is really in need of all of these programs, injecting new technology, monitoring sea ice, monitoring changing weather conditions, monitoring wildlife and patterns in the changes and things like this.
Before Siku, many people in the north would post their wildlife observations on Facebook, where the data no longer belongs to them. Joel Heath is one of the founders of the Siku app.
With Siku, you can download your own data, you own all your own intellectual property rights.
The app has over 6,000 users who have made thousands of observations.
It's really designed to respect Indigenous knowledge and allow full ownership, access, and control by the users.
Candace Peterson's job is to help Inuit communities all over Nunavut learn to use the app. She says they're also working on getting the app translated into different dialects of Inuktitut, which is a challenge.
Basically, almost every community has their own dialect.
Right now, the app is mostly in dialects found in Eastern Nunavut.
But we don't have really anything for Inuknuptun, which is kind of like Western Nunavut. And we want to do some workshops to make sure that their dialect is incorporated into this app.
She says as an Inuk woman, she also wants Siku to expand beyond hunting to include other traditional skills like sewing and cooking.
I'm hoping that Siku will become the new Facebook.
A Facebook that keeps people in touch, not just with each other, but with the changing North. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.